This is not content.
Too late. Everything is
so,
content.
Yeah,
Hello,
we are
beautiful
here.
people.
Welcome to Hello, Beautiful People podcast.
All right.
So tonight we
Wait,
are
where's the
starting
intro
with an
music?
early Thanksgiving.
I got you.
We got it. So
I got you.
Welcome to early Thanksgiving. Hello, people.
It's not legit without the rah 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 though.
It's not. You got to do the rap. If you don't do it, I'm going to play it.
No, go ahead and play it.
Hello, beautiful. You got to do it. It's not official without the rap, Greg. Come on, man. What you doing? Hello, beautiful people. What's going on? It's your boy, V. George Smith. We are back with another episode of the Hello, Beautiful People podcast. Listen, folks, we want to thank you for listening to the last episode. We are back with a brand new one for you. It's going to be a fun episode. I'm excited about it. Before we get into it, let me introduce these wonderful people to you. We have Greg Johnson in the room with us. All right. Greg is busy working on his other two podcasts. We got Talisa Cosby.
Wow.
Talisa Cosby.
That's why I was waiting on. See, you just said, what's up, Greg? You just said, you see what I'm saying? Okay. All right. Go ahead.
All right, I'm gonna start over.
Cool.
I'm gonna start.
No, cool.
I messed up, Greg. That's on me.
You
we
did.
Got Greg Johnson's going. We got Greg Johnson in here. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
There it is. That was on me.
Crazy.
That was on me. I messed it up.
All right.
Let me calm.
It was
Greg
definitely
down.
Not you. It was definitely
let
not
me,
you, George.
Let me calm Greg down real quick. Hold on. Greg just needs to hear some good music. This is why Greg's so worked up and all out of shape. I'd have been out of shape. Chestnuts roasted
on an open fire. Because of brandy?
You feel better, Greg? Feel better, Greg? I can't mess with Greg because then Greg told me. Greg had the nerve to say to me, you know what? I can't play that junk because I don't want y'all to fall asleep. I want y'all to listen to this podcast. Talisa Cosby is here.
I didn't say it was better. Hold on now. For you to say it was the best ever. No. For you to say it was the best ever is a big leap. And you're a fan.
We'll get into the conversation.
We interrupted our Bible
study. Talisa Cosby is here.
Hi,
Talisa
everyone.
Cosby, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm
great.
How,
thank you.
How's family and friends?
It was great. It was
awesome.
Fun.
And I forgot what the meal was called.
Yuca.
What was that called again?
Yuca Escovite. I don't even remember. I kept forgetting. Yuca Escovitch or something like that. It's a Cuban dish, but yeah, it was the bomb. It was the bomb.
Awesome. If for those that aren't friends with Talia on Facebook, she went live. Her and her husband, shout out to Maurice. It was one of the most entertaining Facebook lives I've ever been a part of. We laughed and laughed. Oh my gosh, I laughed so hard. Charmaine was like, are you okay? I was like, yes, I'm fine. Because I was just, and like the thing about my friends is they know my humor. So while other people might not get, like when I just write one sentence, they get it. So like there was some reference to some cookies. I'm not gonna cause no trouble, but it was just little sentences like, you know what else would stop up a drain?
Can you introduce the next person, please? Thanks.
All right, cool. Camille Heron is back with us. What's going on, Camille? How you doing?
I'm okay. Just point of information. Why exactly do you pronounce my last name that way?
Heron.
Because he's Jamaican.
But so is Camille, so please correct me.
It's It's just like the bird, heron. You know, like the heron bird,
I
heron
said what I
something.
said.
Right.
That's why.
Camille Aaron. Sorry.
Right. Okay. That would work.
That's
I would even
better?
take that.
All right.
I would even take
So
that over
I'll just
Aaron.
do it the Jamaican way. If for those who are not familiar with the Jamaican way, if a word or name starts with an H, you remove it and just start with the vowel.
Got it.
And if a word or name starts with a vowel,
You
you
add
put
an
an H
H.
there.
H. Yeah,
Like Peg. Ladies and gentlemen, Chuck is here and she be knowing.
that's great.
That'll be it. Oh, and an apple pie.
Apple pie.
Apple pie.
No, that's fine.
Oh, no.
All right, thanks.
Oh, you get
Oh,
some
he's
meat.
not talking to
Mute
us.
yourself.
Oh,
Please mute
okay.
yourself.
Oh.
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 We out here,
We out
Oh man. Also, yo, Talissa's on TikTok now. She just joined the squad. Please, y'all, because Mark Zuckerberg don't care about us at all. We already know Elon don't care nothing about us.
you.
What's that? What was that game that was on computers back in the day they used to play? He about to turn Twitter X into solitaire in a minute. Like, it's about to be real bad over there. But
Let's hear.
we all rocking with Kim Jong-un on TikTok. And it's us and Yao Ming on TikTok, yo. Well, God bless the Asian people. We over there, and we're gonna get her some followers, get her set up. Listen, folks, the Grammy nominee. Now, let's get back to Greg Johnson's aught with me, because Greg has an aught.
I don't have an art, George.
You have an
You're just
aught. No, you have an aught.
very subjective. That's all. And it's okay.
No, I'm not very subjective.
He told
This
me I'm
is this
subjective
is
too, by the way. Well, go ahead.
but this is
He's never
but this
told
is
me
my
that. But
but this is
it's
my
okay, you know what,
issue.
George? Okay, all right,
But
George.
this
It's
is
okay.
no, let me make my statement first. This is my issue with Greg Johnson, right? I can only tell you how I feel about something. It's
No,
just
no, no, no.
my it's
Your opinion is
it
law.
says who?
Says you.
I've never said that.
Okay, well then, conversation over. All right.
No, the conversation's not over. Because that's your problem, Greg.
What?
That's your problem right there.
Right. Cab,
All right
one more
then.
call. Thank you.
I feel. Oh, nah, yeah. Now he asked for more sauce. Did you pay for
Wait, hold up.
it?
He asked for
All right.
sauce.
Thank you.
Where is
Okay.
he? Where
Oh,
you
he's
at,
using
Greg?
sauce? You're
Mm-hmm. What's
using
he doing?
sauce?
Well, this is about to be the first audio show with just Greg. Oh no, he took the camera off.
No, y'all not gonna
So,
Camille and Ty. Y'all not gonna do me.
don't choke. Don't
We not
choke.
grilling
See?
you. We
You
asking a question. What
better be
sauce?
quiet. You better be quiet and enjoy your food. See? You gonna kill yourself. So let me go ahead and speak while you choke. So
Wait, how
Friday
much
brought to
was
us. Uh-oh.
that?
This is he about
Yeah,
Greg
just
about to
stop.
die right on during the recording because he didn't get his drink. Try to correct me. So Friday there were a lot of brand new releases that came out. We got Chris Brown's 11/11 album, probably one of his best bodies of work, in my opinion, in a very long time. BJ the Chicago Kid with a phenomenal record called Gravy. I'm gonna play something from this. This is called Never Change, featuring Philip Bailey. Now, actually, you know what? I'm gonna play something with one of my friends up there. This is Forget Your Name, featuring Corey Henry. very soulful album. 16 tracks.
They just your last call. I was debating, fuck it, baby, let's have one more. It's close to the last song.
Truthfully, a lot of great music came out, but you know, I know the night's been going smooth. Greg likes to hate on my favorite artists because I'm not ashamed of letting people know who my favorite artists are.
No, but I love Randy. What are you talking about? Nobody's hating on
her. No, you don't. No, you don't. You're completely hating on her. And I'll get into that. It don't do it, Greg, because I'll get you.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm correcting you, and you're telling me I'm wrong, and I'm correcting you. Okay.
All
right.
Greg, you literally said all she did was riff and run and shit all over the album. That's what you said.
On the Christmas album, yes. She said, y'all know these songs. I'm finna shit. She said, y'all know these songs already.
So that's not hate?
No. It's an opinion. Right.
Okay, that's a positive take, though. Got you.
My anyway, team.
All right, bet. So,
long story listen, short, I let me know what y'all think.
Okay. I gave my opinion on the Brandy album. I told them, after listening to it twice, I had to give it the car test. Initially, I said 8.5, but I took it down to an 8. Took it down to 8 out of 10. I even did a little TikTok review. I got to do that more often, too. I gave it an 8 out of 10, mostly because of her vocals, because for me, in my opinion, she's unmatched vocally. But the album was like half traditional Christmas. The album was like R&B Christmas. Then it was like, Hallmark Channel Christmas. There wasn't a lot of, I was hoping for churchy Christmas, and I didn't get none of that. I didn't get no Old Holy Night or like I wanted to hear Fall on Your Knees. I wanted to hear like some of the good stuff, but she didn't do none of the churchy stuff, yo. She did like just the standards and like the and she is
Georgia,
having a
Hallmark Christmas.
She is gonna have a Christmas movie coming out on Netflix too, so I guess this is a whole strategic thing that's probably going to play into the movie too. But I just gave it an 8 because like some of the songs, regardless of how great she sounded, a little cheesy for me. But I just walked away from it saying that this is where the problem came in. What I said was her version of the Christmas song was the best version that I ever heard. That's what I said.
No, you said the best version.
Great. The best version ever. So the best version I ever heard.
But you didn't say I ever heard. You said the best version ever. You didn't say I ever heard. It's two different nuances, right. George.
So it's the best version. So I'm going to stand on what I said. And it's the best version ever. And it's also the best version I ever heard.
So which one is it?
It's both. Two things can happen, Greg. Is the best version ever. You do understand for it to be the best version ever to me, I would have to take into account all the versions I've heard before, right? Does that not
that's
make
that's all I'm saying to you, George.
Do I have to break that down and deduce that for you? That
no, but I George, that's what I said in the group. You're not saying nothing new. I said that already.
So let me ask you a question. So let me ask you a question. If I tell you, if you say to me, hey, I tried this and it was the best one ever.
Hey, can I get some more Coke?
All right, cool. You said Coke.
Thank you.
You said, if you tell me that Coke is the best soda ever, and all I say to you is, no, it's not.
It's not.
So my next question to you your next question to me should be, well, what's better? So okay. I'm asking you, what version is better than Brandy's? Because the version you told me about almost put me to sleep and almost killed me.
Oh, Great Reporter? So what put you to sleep? His the overall sonic of the song, or just his, the way he sang it?
The boring attack on the song was whack, was corny. And I like Gregory Porter, but his version was corny. He was trying to be like Nat King Cole.
Well, it was a, if you look at the record, it was a record, it was an ode to Nat King Cole.
I know that.
Duh. Sorry, that's why I said that.
So again, it wasn't better. It wasn't better than, so if it wasn't better than Nat King Cole version, anyway, so do you have another one that's better, or are you just gonna sit on the sideline and be like, since you like this person?
It didn't give me Christmas. All I'm saying is it didn't give me Christmas. That's all I'm saying.
You didn't say that.
That's all I'm saying. You said Hallmark. Me, not so much. I didn't get Hallmark from her record.
Greg, what's your problem with me, Greg?
No, I mean, we can talk about it.
Y'all can intervene. No, we're going to have this discussion before we go into this.
I haven't heard the album yet, so I can't speak on it.
No, and I know a lot of people.
Brandy can really sing, Ty. Brandy can really sing.
We know that.
Right. Well, she made sure we knew that.
No, George made us know that. What you mean?
If I got to let you know that Brandy can sing, then my God. Camilla, yeah. You were saying something? In between Greg hating on me?
I have nothing to add to this except for what I think I heard is that you all had a Bible study where you were discussing Christmas music. So was this a Bible study about Advent?
No. See, this was the main chat. We don't have Bible study in the main chat because flesh dwells there. And
then they start talking about relationships and all that stuff.
Yeah, we move.
Y'all, don't start. Don't. George, you're the biggest flesh person in the group, yo. What are you talking about?
We walk in. Was that a fat joke, Ty? What did you try to say? I'm the biggest flesh person.
Oh, my God. Do not do that.
No, that's
wow,
bro.
For the listening audience, let the record show that I'm not in the group chat. I stay in the Holy of Holies. That's all.
That's good, Camille, because you do not need to enter in. You don't.
Listen,
there's no reason.
I'm going to go home back on mute.
There's flesh in the group chat. Yo, we walk in the spirit in the fellas chat. So, yeah, that's in what we do.
No, y'all don't. That's why you have all your boys come on the Facebook Live and talk about my son Cookies. What are you talking about?
But I didn't know nothing about your wonderful child's cookies until you told us.
And Ty boils her, she soaks her onions in water too.
No, that's a trick so that you don't cry. I just learned that on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah, Reese taught me.
And Ty doesn't eat yams.
Greg, stop. Just stop.
Ty's husband is he's a chef, right? Or he's just a great cook?
He's just a good cook.
Great cook, DJ. If you need a DJ for your events here in the New Haven, Connecticut area, because I believe he travels.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Fatboy Slim on Instagram.
Yeah.
Welcome.
He out here.
Yeah, outside. So outside of Greg's hate for everything that I love.
Everything? Wow.
Greg, if I bring up PJ Morton, if I bring up Music Soul Child,
that's DJ. That's not me. That's DJ. What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh, yo. So if we bring up Sierra, who's going to say ho?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Wait. Well,
we want to congratulate Sierra and Russell Wilson on their upcoming baby that's coming up. We're going to give them that. The only thing she got coming out is a new baby. That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
Amen.
Does she drop a new video?
Huh? What's that now? Yeah, she just dropped a new video. Baby bump. Mm-hmm. That's all I got there. I got nothing else. Nope. That's all I got.
Now you got more. Say it.
Me. Hey, y'all. Listen.
George, you're my guy, man. Just know you're still my guy.
I don't know, Greg. You be getting you gotta be tough. You gotta be tough over that. You gotta be real tough. Greg was like,
"Hey, y'all, so I will tell y'all. Wait,
that man said best one ever in capital letters."
Hey, George, tell them how we were chanting each other's names.
Oh yeah, we kept so the conversation kept going. So we have one of our this is a group chat thing. Like, we literally like change each other's names based on situations. I changed Ty's name to Jill Scott in my phone because her mic on her podcast sounds immaculate. Immaculate. Man. And I'm gonna need the link again for that mic. Like, that just sounded great.
What's Jody's name? What's Jody's name in your phone?
Jody's name is Sally. I forgot Lil Sally. What?
Oh no! Nah.
Her name. Yeah, that Sally joke too. Don't do it.
Don't, Greg. Don't. Why?
Don't do it.
No, I was gonna give her. Okay, I won't say my name.
That sandpaper Sally joke. That sandpaper Sally joke was so long ago. I'm gonna change her name back to Jody until she do something different. Chuck's name is Dr. Chuck in my phone because he's doing some new things. And then I have James White's name on my phone is Wiz. Here's a funny story why his name is Wiz. I literally, we were having a conversation and I'm old. A text conversation. And I'm old, so I fell asleep dead in the middle of that junk. And I
woke up. So wait, so you never mind.
And okay. We don't talk about that, and we talk about me falling asleep.
Well, that was once.
That was once.
But Ty, yours was on a live recorded podcast.
Uh-oh. Hold on, wait, come here.
I can't remember where I was when I listened to that episode. And yeah, I heard
Camille,
that.
So you don't sorry. Like black okay. women. That's what you're telling me.
Oh,
you don't like black women.
So you hate black women.
Right.
I hate myself.
Patrick said, was that her?
Technically, you're Jamaican. So,
okay.
Right?
Oh, man.
Honestly, I had a rough day that day, and no one cuts me any slack.
No, but Ty, you came the way you came back into the show. This was for those that have been rocking with us since day one. This was during our music tournament era, so I forgot what music tournament was. Ty just George came back and was like, "No, remember?" But nah, I didn't call it. He came back. She was like, "We in the semifinals already?"
No, I was like, "There's no music or something." I said, "Where's the music?"
Yeah, what the music at? I was like, "We not the first round."
But Dom said, "Good morning, Ty," or something.
So that was my name, Sleepy Ty.
Woo, that was so funny.
It was Ty Sleeper. That's what it was.
I never that was did great. That. That was funny. That was definitely funny.
So George's name in my phone now is Brandy is my idol.
Oh Lord.
You know what I mean?
What's Corey's name in your phone?
Corey's name in my phone is Customer Reed. I don't know if you remember that argument me and him had.
Oh God. You argue a lot here, George.
It's not arguing.
Listen. All I'm saying.
Banter? So you banter a lot.
But Greg, do you realize you the one that started that? Greg, you texted your opinion at almost 3 a.m.
Two.
Over me just saying, yo, I think it's this. I think it's this. And then you nah, just
dog,
like,
you didn't say think.
You all right.
I think I told you to relax too, though. Honestly.
You were a whole billboard all over social media. Merry Christmas, George. It's November. Merry Christmas, George.
Hi, right. James.
Wow. So the next time Greg posts about James White is here. So yeah. Next time Greg posts about his favorite harp player, I'ma get him. or his favorite father from the Martin Luther era. I'ma get him. Whenever you post something from the whenever you post one of them quotes from the Constantine era on Facebook, and you about to talk about era. I'ma get you.
George, don't.
This is what happens in the mix group. This is what happens in the mix chat.
No, it does not actually.
No, this no.
Ain't no prayer happening.
Ain't no prayer happening. You're not there. You're not there.
Ain't no prayer happening. The you're way not there.
Now, when you were cooking yuca on the live.
Yes, God.
We just stayed on topic. Okay, we're dealing with what you were dealing with. All right. Do you know what's happening in Vermont right now?
What's happening?
Does anybody know what's happening in Vermont right now?
Mm-mm, because they closed.
Yeah. Do you know what's happening? Does anybody know what's happening in Vermont right now?
No.
That's my point, because we're not there.
Oh. White, don't do that to me, yo. Don't do that.
Listen, I'm protective of our Bible study. All right, it's a safe place.
Need to stop calling that joke,
please.
Once again, Vermont.
Well, can you just add me in there for a second?
So No.
Why? Just can. So
Did you see men at the Woman Evolve conference?
My God!
Yes.
My God!
One. Yes,
it had to be one.
What were they doing?
They were
worshiping.
But no, they were setting up sound.
Yeah, they were, it was no sound already.
They were setting up sound for the musicians.
Wait a minute, Ty, what
they were setting up sound already. An all woman conference.
How scandalous!
What? Come on.
Oh, see,
okay.
We are God-fearing men of God.
Greg, shut up.
Way to double up on that, Greg. All right, so let's get to the show. Let's not dilly dally anymore. Ladies and gentlemen,
she appeared trying. Yeah.
No, it's okay.
So I just want there to be peace on earth. Okay, I will say this. When you were speaking on the Brandy album, you know, you like what you like. You know what I mean? you like, and I think we need to create a space where people can like what they like and not be offended by what they like if you don't like it. You know, if it's not your cup of tea, drink coffee. There's water. There's other things. Dr. Pepper, Mr. Pibb. There are other things we can drink if it's not your cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? Man? That's all I'm saying. I will say this though, that a great voice cannot rescue a bad song.
I agree.
Okay. If the song is bad, it's bad. All right. You cannot put gravy on trash. You just can't do it. So I'm gonna leave that at that.
You talking about Santa Baby?
Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Like we don't need to be doing.
Yeah.
If it's 4/4, you try to make it a 6/8, and the structure of it is just no matter what run you do on it.
Yeah.
That's great. It can't rescue this bad song.
Yeah.
You need to stop doing that.
Those are the spots for the churchy records, but anyway.
Yeah, it could have been an EP if we're gonna do this.
Okay. Facts.
And then there has to be somebody in the prop.
It would have been more succinct. It would have been more succinct if it had been an EP. If she'd have just gave us a high six and then dropped a movie,
then that would have worked. But, you know, this is why PJ Morton's albums are 29 minutes. is what you ain't gonna say about him.
You ain't kicking me out your house. That's what you're not gonna do.
You ain't gonna do that.
I believe before I gotta go.
So yeah. So that's what A&Rs are for. That's what A&Rs are for.
BJ said, all y'all want to hear is everything's going to be all right at the end of this anyway. So,
and that's what we're going to get to.
Oh, man, so, speaking of BJ Morton, the Grammy nominations came out. And I don't feel like waiting until November or whenever these awards are. February.
Okay.
February 4th. February 4th at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. I do not feel like waiting to decide who should win these awards. Now I'm going to just stick to our awards and the bigger awards. I'm not really going to overdo it with these. I do have some shade. And I'm just going to get the shade out the way now. Because I just don't want to wait on the shade. What's the best way I could put this? How do you win 4,367 stellars?
I'm going to win. Everybody around me with it. Yeah. Everything around me with it.
Hey. Everything
around me with it. Yeah. How, bro? How do you win 35,000 stellars and not get one Grammy nomination?
Let me tell you why.
But
James. Let me tell you why.
No, I'm here tonight. I'm gonna tell you why. See, there are three doors.
My God.
Yeah, he talked about this. There are three doors. There's the,
the
closed door, the revolving door, and then there's the open door.
Right.
That's the revolving door.
Yeah. So no. When it comes to stellars, he has an open door.
Oh my God.
Right.
Is it a black door?
He has an open door when it comes to stellars. When it comes to people who actually like and buy gospel music, he has a revolving door. Sometimes we want to go in, sometimes we come right back out.
My God.
But with the Recording Academy of Arts and Sciences, there's a closed door. And he can't get in that one. Yeah.
Speak well, man of God.
Yeah. So you cannot enter into a locked door. My God.
My God.
You can push, you can pull. But if it's locked, you can't get in there. So, enjoy where you are celebrated. All right, because you know. God bless him. God bless him.
All right.
And God bless whoever's going to win this year, because Kirk doesn't have an eligible album this year, right?
No, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. We're going to.
You know that rule,
man. But I hope for better, because what I was told that now the voting body made specific rules to have certain people, they can't vote on everything anymore. It's more specialized voting. So if you specialize in R&B and hip hop, you can't vote for rock and roll and vice versa and stuff like that.
Sure. So that's great.
The guitar player from Judas Priest can't just be like, hey, Kirk Franklin he can't do that no more. So we hope that switches things up. But let's start.
Last long.
Oh, man.
It's not going to last long. I like Metallica.
And you know what's crazy? There was this little trend on IG with called white people music. And I was ready to post Nirvana, but I was like, I don't want to freak the Saints out. Talisa already think I'm not saved, so I'm not gonna add no fuel to that fire.
What? Amen. Amen. I never said you wasn't saying.
Yes, you did.
I said you don't go to church. I ain't gonna say.
You said my heart was hard as them. You said my heart was hard as them cookies.
No, we're not doing this.
White people music.
Yes.
You said my heart.
I did not. Can we talk to the Grammy nomination?
All right.
What category we in?
Oh, she all up. Right.
We're gonna start with Best Gospel Performance Song. And the first nominee is Stanley Brown featuring Hezekiah Walker, Kiara Sheard.
Yo, y'all just disrespectful. What are these people listening?
This is the vibe we on. No negative energy.
Oh, man.
This is how right. I live my life. And we're sending this energy out to the world. And you know what? You're going to have to get up on this one. Get up, get up.
All right, George.
That is God is Good, Stanley Brown featuring George. Hezekiah Walker, Gary Sheard.
Like George, you like that song?
And George. Karen Clark.
George, the next nominee. George, do you like the song?
That is the first time I ever heard that song.
Hey, Greg, that's the first time I ever heard that song ever.
You like the intro?
Ever, Greg. For the first time ever, that's the first time ever. There's best ever and there's first ever.
Are you going to listen to it after the show tonight?
The second nominee for Best Gospel Performance Song is Erica Campbell.
Hey, turn on that Stanley Brown.
Erica Campbell would feel all right.
Right am I now? Woo-hoo. Good God, I feel alright. Right now, I feel alright. Today, I feel alright. That ain't nothing gonna bring me down, cause I feel.
I like that one. I like that one. I like.
But what about the first song?
So the third song.
Turn that Stanley Brown up.
That's nominated for Best Gospel Performance Song is Zacardi Cortez. Lord, do it for me. My God.
Do it for me.
Another runner. Okay.
What'd you say that?
I like this one.
Oh, Lord. Do it for me.
Can't take it already.
Lord, if you don't do it.
Hey, that's a long intro, though. But great song. Great song. Great song. The next one, and I love that he got nominated for this, God Is by Melvin Crispell III.
Hey, man, let's do it.
This is such a dope take on this song.
Come on, I see you clapping, come on. Yes, sir.
I'm gonna skip ahead.
I promise to keep me, never to leave me. He's never ever come short of his word. I've got to fast and pray.
He could, man, he sings, yo. And the last nominee. For Best Gospel Song, All Things by Kirk Franklin. Now, out of these songs, if you had to pick a winner, but just here,
I'm gonna go with Stanley Brown.
Was that the first one?
Yeah.
Lord.
Greg, I just, what is wrong with you? If I had to pick a winner, if I'm saying West, come on, man. If I had to pick a winner, if I'm saying what's the best song out of these five, to me, I'm picking Lord Do It.
Is that the second to the last?
That's the Zaccardi song. Third song.
I'm between the Zaccardi and the Melvin.
Yeah, I like the Melvin.
Yeah.
I'm biased because, you know, it's Houston all day for me, so I'm going with Zaccardi. Yeah.
That's Zaccardi. That Zaccardi has messed me up on a couple of occasions. Okay. So that Lord Do It For Me is powerful.
That's
powerful. Depending on where you are when you hear it, like what's going on in your life, that song hits you in the right spot. Forget it.
Don't be alone in your vehicle when that song comes on.
On a Sunday morning, driving to church, watching my makeup disappear off of this song. Listen, love it.
Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done.
So who gonna do it? Who gonna do it?
Right.
Don't you do it. Come on, Pastor, take it
back. Watch this song.
So the Hello Beautiful People podcast awards the Grammy to Zaccardi Cortez. The Lord Do It For Me. It wasn't a mistake that I didn't play that Kirk song. That's one of Kirk's worst singles ever.
Worst.
Man, that junk is bad.
And it's I love Kirk. Bad. It's almost as bad as the Kingdom Come soundtrack.
Oh man. The whole movie was a hot mess.
I actually watched that again one Saturday, yo.
I'm sorry.
It was so bad. It was funny.
Hold on. Wait. Time out. How you watch that again?
Whoa.
And you never seen Salinas.
All right. Can we talk about this real quick?
What are we doing here? Salinas with an S. You never seen Salinas.
I can't believe that I got attacked in the group chat for not watching Selena, yo.
Appalled.
I was like, yo, I never watched Selena before. Question marks going over it. Jody said, Jody, of all people. Jody.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Seen it before you.
There's a lot of movies I haven't seen, and I've watched Selena multiple times.
Come on. See the past. Do better, George. You ain't see it.
Do better, George.
You'll like Selena's.
Bing, bing. I'm cool. I don't need to see that.
Bitty bitty baba. You gotta see
bitty,
it.
Bitty bitty baba, that's it. Listen,
George,
I watched
turn that Stanley Brown on, George. Turn that Stanley Brown on,
Nope. We're gonna go to the next.
But all right. Back to the whole Grammy thing.
Yes.
We just said who we all think should. I think Greg's the only one who didn't give a real answer. But in all honesty, who do you think they're giving it to? Erica? You know it only goes
now,
to some people.
If it stands true to what they said and it's specialized voting where everybody can't vote, I feel like Erica or Zaccardi is definitely going to win this.
Yeah.
But if all things stay the same, name recognition is going to give Kirk another Grammy. He's going to go up there, say he don't deserve it, call Zaccardi and Melvin up there, act like he giving it to him, and then actually take it home. Don't worry.
What?
Are you guys in the CCM? Because I'm not. Let's see here. Now, I only know two of these nominees. Yeah, we're going to move on to Best Gospel Album. I can do it, Greg. All right, I'm sorry. No, it's fine. Not. No, you're right, Greg. I'm gonna go over it.
No, it's cool, George.
No, we have Believe by Blessing Offer, Hank Bentley, and Blessing Offer Songwriters. This is Best Christian Contemporary Music Song. Y'all know who Blessing Offer is? OFFR.
No, I'm just gonna guess that they're Nigerian.
All right, let's take a listen. I'm gonna find out what blessing. Because the first name is blessing. I get it. I get it. All right, here we go. You look like Lenny Kravitz.
So the intro sounds like a music box with like a
and
little
this junk. So you catch me when I fall, right? And this junk says pop. Me when I call crying, and you fix me when I'm broke, right? Come on, that's blessing. All I need to know.
Yeah.
So the storm is gonna break, right? Come on, blessing. And the sun is gonna start shining, and everything is gonna go right. That's all I need to know. What if you know something I don't? What if you will something I won't? If you don't give me what I want, but you give me what I need, is that enough to? Watch your tone, sir. I'm adding this to my life here.
Wait a minute.
Okay, believe my blessing offer. Okay. I'm adding that to my library. I'm listening to that tomorrow. Okay.
Wasn't you about to pass over? Oh.
I was. Yeah. That's how you missed your blessing. But thank God for my brother Greg. Because that's how we hold each other up in the group chat. And like Amen. Moments like that is for that right there. So thank you, brother.
Hallelujah. No problem, man. To God be the glory, brother.
To God be all the glory.
Amen.
For the things he's done. My God. Cody Carnes, Firm Foundation. Cody okay. Carnes. He is not Nigerian. Cody Carnes.
That's Carrie Jovi's husband.
He does not care.
Would that know? Carrie who? Hilson?
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
never
mind. let's
him and his wife are responsible for the song, The Blessing. Christ is my foundation. Oh,
this is
song.
This is CCM.
But when everything around me is shaking, not this
nice.
Version. I don't like this version, but the
okay.
song itself, though, I love.
So basically, when the worship team get a hold of this.
No, oh, they did just, he Todd Galbraith do a version of this?
And we move on. Oh, we have.
Oh, Lord.
Thank God. Thank God I do. By Lauren Daigle is a name I've heard before.
Oh, okay. All right, Lauren.
Well, they've seen all the stuff in CCM, but it's showing up in Apple Music as pop.
Yeah.
Well, it says no, but it breaks it down, though, George, because it says that category includes pop, rap, hip hop, Latin, or rock.
Oh, excuse us, Pastor.
Get me together,
I'm
Pastor.
Just reading it off of, I'm just reading it off of the Grammy site. That's it. I don't really
know. And you
that
know what?
Stuff
in the fellas
myself.
Chat, it told me. In the fellas chat, it told me to receive correction. So I receive it, and I thank you. And I look at the description of it. Though Lauren Daigle is one of the most popular. Never mind, I'm not gonna read it. I'm just gonna play the song. She looks so happy on this album cover. She looks happy. I need this song to.
I've seen love come and
oh,
I've seen love walk away. Mm. So many questions.
Oh, mercy.
Will anybody stay?
I'm just gonna get the other song ready.
Right. It's been a hard year. So
my God. King and Country.
For King and Country.
That's actually a dope song, though. One of my boys
featuring
clients,
Jordan Sparks.
One of my boys' clients does. Thank God I do. It's really a dope song. I'm sorry, I just had to interject that.
Thank you. No, I
haven't
I need,
heard that
I
one
need,
before.
I need all the context added to these records, please.
Yeah, and she starts out in a low register and then she jumps to a high one for the chorus, and like vocally is really hard to do. But lyric wise, as a writer, you would check that one back. Check that back on that one.
Okay. So,
yeah. Only when you're awake, though.
Yeah, because man, I'm resting his arms. Ty, you yeah. okay?
Man, give us some smelling salts, Mo.
I ain't gonna lie. Just put me to sleep.
Them eyes have like cookies. All right, so
hey, Todd. Ty.
Yes.
Handstand, real quick.
What?
The blood flowing. That's how you got an Apple Watch?
No.
You don't have an Apple Watch?
I don't.
Okay, we're gonna get you an Apple Watch. And we're gonna as hella beautiful people, we're gonna kick in and get you an Apple Watch. Cause if you have an Apple Watch, it'll tell you it's time to stand up and move around for 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's what we'll do for you. But until then, I need you to do a handstand.
Four king. So the four in four king country is lowercase.
Yeah.
That's why. Okay.
George, don't.
No, this featuring Jordan Sparks, and it's called Love Me Like I Am, and here we go.
They got Stanley Brown.
Come on. Yeah, this sounds like a Jordan Sparks record.
Yes, it does. It's the fact that it started and we all already heard what's that? No Air with Chris Brown.
Right.
I will say, they performed this at the Dove Awards. I didn't watch the whole awards. I just watched this performance.
Uh-huh.
Because Four King Country always does really good stage performance. That performance was really good.
Okay. So you think they got a shot to win it with that one? Okay. I got to start watching the Dove Awards again. They do be going crazy. They do be going crazy up there. Okay, we got Your Power by Lecrae and Tasha Cobbs.
Dear Lord.
Hate it.
Never heard it.
Last and certainly not least, we got God Problems by Maverick City Music.
I heard this is your favorite worship group.
No. It's just not for me. So it's all good. They're talented, though. They're phenomenally talented. They're just not for me. I've seen it happen. Greg. Time and time again.
There's just some problems only God can fix. All right, let's vote.
Okay. All right. That blessing offer by that believe by blessing offer got me. I can't wait to listen to that tomorrow.
And sadly, it's not gonna win.
At all.
You and
oh, no.
we all know.
Right.
Right.
He just glad to be in the room.
You know, hopefully he gets a performance opportunity in the city during that week.
Facts.
For people to see who he is. That's rare. That's where it really is.
Yeah.
Facts. So who y'all got? You think they're just going to go with Mav here?
Yep.
Or Lauren Daigle? Well, Lauren Daigle is a big name, though.
She is. Mav's hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, though. I kind of feel like it could be Lauren or For King and Country.
Well, actually, the bigger song out of the five
is
Foundation.
Yeah.
Front Foundation is everywhere.
Camille and James have a good hold on this. So the Grammy, the Hello Beautiful People Grammy goes to Cody Carnes with Firm Foundation. All right. Best Gospel Album. I Love You by Erica Campbell. Hymns by Tasha Cobbs Leonard. Maverick City Music, The Maverick Way. Jonathan McReynolds, My Truth. All Things New, Live in Orlando. Ty Tribbett. I just want to point out that the Stellar Award that went to Album of the Year did not get nominated.
Mm-mm.
All right. Now, I'm biased on this category. I'm going to get a little serious for a second. I know it'll be clowning. I know it'll be clowning a lot. I'm going to get a little serious. That Jonathan McReynolds' My Truth album happened right when my wife had her incident back in February. When I tell you that album got me through that entire time, oh, y'all go ahead and talk.
Oh, my God. Yo. Also, one of my dearest friends, a little brother, his name is Rogers Kostarfin. He is a co-writer and a co-producer on most of the tracks on that album. So, I am.
Please tell me he was on the. Was he on this one?
My truth is that some songs
deserve
a remix.
Oh.
So here's a remix.
That's so many, yo.
Ain't worth stressing about.
Yeah, he co-wrote that.
That's. But if that you know James, that's
Talis, you gotta take over the show. Wake up, Ty. You gotta take the show over.
Yeah, I'm tired.
This song right here, this album.
Birds ain't chirping about it. You've done more for me than you've done for the trees. So why would I even doubt it? If the rocks on the ground can say it,
this song had me.
The sky full of clouds can paint it. Who am I to be here complaining? Only thinking about what I would change.
This is your world.
This is your world.
Man.
I'm just living in it. Walking through it.
I just gotta get to this one part.
Ooh, this is your world. I'm just living in it. I'm just praying through it. Knowing that you're listening.
Right here.
Hold up every single one of my own plans.
Man.
See, I'd rather have yours.
You know when you get in the car by yourself and you get to that one part of the song that you know? Man. That every ride, I listen to this album every ride back and forth to the hospital, yo. So that's gonna be my vote off the rip. But my brother played on Hymns for Tasha Cobbs Leonard. So shout out to my brother Vindell. He definitely was on Hymns. He played the recording for that. Who y'all got?
Yeah, I'm not voting for Hymns.
Come on, man.
Because it wasn't Hymns. It was some of those Hymns on reprises, but they weren't Hymns.
Okay.
Hymns, like H-E-M-S?
No, H-Y-M-N-S.
Oh, Hymns.
And you talking about We Not Saved.
No, touching the hem. The hem.
Y'all ain't got no daily hem in y'all girl chat? Never mind. Mm-hmm. I'll move on. I ain't gonna judge y'all.
We start,
don't
we start
do
all
that.
We
know what came from that girl chat.
Don't do that. Don't.
Give them an episode.
just let the record reflect that we start our Bible studies with a hem.
Amen. Okay. That's
good for y'all.
That's why Patrick left. That's why, right there. Anyway,
yeah, I didn't like that. He'd rather play Mystical.
Oh, yeah. Oh Lord. No.
Oh gosh. So
that was so funny.
Though him by Maverick, the Maverick Way, Maverick City Music. I'd say we give this one a tie. So
no,
he don't show.
No, because this wasn't the All Things New. This was the Live at Orlando, which was just him redoing the album.
It is the. Yeah. Oh, well, you gonna show up to the Grammys in the short sleeve black shirt.
Only one night though.
There's only one night though.
When I seen the Stella Award and Ty got the award for best producer, he went up there with the Deacon short sleeve shirt on.
The boy, he went to the stores with whatever he ate for when he went to lunch that day. That's what he wore. The book came straight from Morton Steakhouse. So forget this. You want me to dress up to see Mike win these awards I should have won? Nope.
I mean, it's also Ty who said he's kind of ran through all his clothes. Tired of his clothes. Isn't that what he said at the beginning of the reunion tour?
Yeah, he's trying to get free wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Stanley will be dressed
up. He will, though. Hey. Like, no cap.
Stanley going to be dressed.
Stanley Brown going to be dressed. You hear me? What up, Stanley? So, who y'all got? So, yeah, I didn't realize it was the live one. So, no, that one did not win.
Look, we all know Maverick going to win.
Over Erica?
Yeah.
No, Erica's got a little. Erica's probably winning that.
I think Erica's gonna win that.
Listen, okay. Warren and his ties with Harold Lilly and Harvey Mason. Nah.
True.
Yeah, and Erica's winning that.
Yeah, true. I see. And, well, I was gonna say, Believe LA?
That's Aaron's church.
Yeah.
That's no, they have their own church, Cali Worship Center. So.
No, I'm saying, is Aaron voting too? These days, or is he kind of backed off?
I mean, he doesn't have. I don't even maybe say this in public.
Right, that's why I wondered. Yeah, we can.
Yeah, that's all right. That's you can group chat.
No, she's married to Warren Campbell.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, that's gotcha. That's enough.
Enough said.
And that's not all taken right. away from the album itself.
Yeah.
Because
I enjoyed that album.
Listen, she's saying the daylight's out of I Love the Lord. Okay. This will be very, very clear. Okay, if you're gonna cover a classic, you better sing. Okay, and Erica Campbell,
if you haven't heard Erica Campbell's "I Love You" album, you need to check it out, man. This junk, this is my junk right here. She added Jodeci and reggae and made a gospel record. What?
And it's clean.
What?
You know what, George? That album came out. Once again, it's the Kirk thing. Because the album came out when he dropped that video on the same day, too.
I'm George, shut up. George, shut up. So Erica Campbell. We award the Hello Beautiful People Gospel Grammy to Erica Campbell's I Love You. That was a crime that Kirk Franklin did that. That was so wrong. I'm sorry.
That was gangster.
That was so wrong, man. I was like, you gonna put this out now and your album ain't coming out for a couple weeks?
And the album didn't even come out on Father's Day.
I thought he dropped the video to boost tour sales. No?
I mean, did he need to drop the video on that day?
Camille, don't get him started.
Can I just reiterate that Kirk Franklin is like my... Kirk Franklin and Babyface are my like songwriting inspirations for the majority of my life. I could not like one thing you do and still be one of your biggest fans. So
absolutely.
I don't want nobody to trip and think that I'm hating or nothing like that.
I
just love Kirk, but this rollout, I hated the whole rollout. Like if the music wasn't that great to me. It just is
what it is. You know, Ty, are you there? Ty.
Yes, I'm here.
So let me ask you this. No, I'm asking Ty because I'm going to the concert Sunday. Did Kirk perform? I know you went. Did Kirk perform any of the songs from his latest album?
None.
Okay, so to answer your question, Camille, that video was not about the tour. That wasn't about tour sales. That was a whole bunch of albums dropped that day, and Kurt wanted to make sure y'all understood what it was.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah,
which is really whack.
What?
It's really whack because
that video, which I watched, which moved me, and it also drained me to the point that I didn't want to hear no music after that. So, good Lord, this is a whole lot. But that could have come out on Wednesday.
If y'all get mad at me, y'all get mad at me. This is my
podcast. Was it free, George? Was it free?
The video?
Yes.
Yes, it was very free.
It was free, so we didn't have to stream it. It was on YouTube, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that could have come out on Wednesday. And that messed up any kind of sale point. Okay.
Oh, my God. That was such nasty work. You're the biggest artist in gospel music. And this is like a huge gospel music Friday. One of the people that, like, that would be like me releasing something the same day James releases something. Like, in my opinion. Because, like, for all intents and purposes, y'all have showed us that y'all work together, y'all are colleagues, y'all are friends. How dare you drop this and just grab everybody's attention the day I'm dropping somebody, knowing that the first day of release is super important for anybody releasing new music. And you put this out that day? Like, YouTube drops have to be Friday? Everybody knows that music drops on Friday. You gotta put your video out Friday too. So we're gonna move on to the R&B section of we want to welcome Renata Del Carmen to the show. How you doing, Renata? She's gonna get in when she fits in. God bless her.
Bless the Lord, everybody. My apologies. I'm tardy to the party.
It's all good. We are in the middle Renata. Of the... Uh-oh.
What's up, Mellow Yellow?
I'm waiting on that invite. That sheet. But go ahead.
Listen. You're right.
Oh, okay.
You are right. You got it.
Okay.
Good evening, Renata.
Bishop, how are you, Bishop?
Before I answer that, Ty.
Ty, Lisa.
I'm trying to keep Ty with us. Ty, you.
Hey, Renata.
Hi, boo.
She perked up. All right, we're gonna get it going for Ty. All right,
Camille. Hey, Renata. I love y'all. I just need y'all to know that.
They love you too, right back, Renata. You know that. You know that. All right, we are in the R&B rap.
I know she tried to shake me earlier.
I don't know why spoken word poetry is included in the R&B rap category, but okay. Best R&B performance, Chris Brown. I know who Greg's not voting. There's only so much you can get from the middle of the beginning of the song.
I hit it right back. What do you say? I hit it right back.
Yeah. Mm. You better write.
What do you say? I hit it right back.
Hey, Greg, come on.
Girl.
Robert Glasper featuring Sir Lord and Alex Isley with Back to Love. Would it be a shame if he beat him? Beat Chris Brown.
Listen, I'm probably sitting over here going, who planned this? Who made sure that they were together? Many times before.
Depressive song. With the key to unlocking an open door. I think you could just pencil Robert Glasper in whenever he puts something out for a nomination. The next one, one of my favorite records from the year, Coco Jones. I think we all know this one. Takes a little bit for it to get going. Your hands on my body. There it is.
My God.
My God.
Testify.
Coco Jones.
Don't even play the other records.
We can stop there.
Real life, oh hell.
That's the winner. All right.
Hallelujah.
Victoria Monet, how does it make you feel? I was kind of surprised at this nomination. This specific, don't kill me. It's a great song. And SZA, Kill Bill. James is right. Who y'all got winning this category?
Yeah.
I think this is the one. Now, SZA got 9 nominations. Victoria has 7, and Coco has 6. I think this is the one that Coco actually steals. What y'all think? Everybody speaking at once.
Ty. I was giving space for Ty.
Think we lost
it. Ty is overcome with the
most. I'm here.
Such a tough.
I got the What's the dude after Chris Brown?
Robert Glasper. Glasper.
Yeah.
Robert.
Yeah.
Robert.
All right.
Are we gonna keep saying that?
One Robert. For Robert Glasper, Back to Love. You got Greg. You got Robert as well.
Robert.
Me and James got ICU, Renata.
I'm torn between ICU and Robert Glasper.
Where you at with it, Camille?
I already told you. I don't know none of this new stuff. ICU is the only one I know, so I'm going to go with that.
Wow.
So insightful.
It's holiness over here. I don't know none of this.
Come on, don't you do it.
Amen.
Watch it.
Don't you start, Camille.
I will Superman through this window. Don't do it.
Send them Grace Thrillers on.
Don't throw them Grace Thrillers on.
Don't, Greg.
Renata, you the deciding vote. Who you think gonna get it?
Well, right, I'm gonna be a no show.
The threats. Oh my god.
So no, come on, man.
ICU is a vibe. I'm sorry. I have to go ICU.
All right. The Hello Beautiful People podcast Grammy goes to Coco Jones with ICU. Best traditional R&B performance. I'm just going to go through these songs. I'm not going to play them no more. Babyface featuring Coco Jones. Simple. Great record. If you haven't heard it, wow. I said heard it. If you haven't heard Babyface's Ladies Night album, it's phenomenal. Kenyon Dixon with Lucky. Kenyon Dixon makes great R&B music. There's just no other way to put it. Look him up. Very, very, very good R&B music. Victoria Monet featuring Earth, Wind & Fire. And her daughter, her two-year-old daughter, Hazel Monet with Hollywood. Greg's favorite artist, PJ Morton, featuring Susan Carroll with Good Morning and SZA with Love Language. PJ has Dixon. Gotten a name.
Dixon is my vote.
I don't know if Kenyon got the name. There's a lot of name value in this one, though.
Yeah, but I'm just voting my vote. You see okay. What I'm saying, George? Just let me vote.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. I'll text you at 3 a.m. to let you know how much I agree with it, disagree with it.
That's fine. You're not dessert, so go ahead.
Fire all on. Right. Screaming. All right. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you.
I think baby women face. Who don't let an argument go. Yeah.
Oh,
really? It's just banter. We'll be up at 6 for prayer. So
what was that? What was that? I gotta go get my prayer shawl out the dryer at 3 a.m. by the way, so I was gonna be up.
Not the shawl.
Not out the dryer.
Come on, James. You gotta let that go. You gotta let that slide.
Do you know what kind of history you got to have with God to have a shawl?
Come on, man. Just let me have that one.
He ain't new to this. My God.
Like, the stairs maintenance man had to come and fix my washer and dryer. He had a Bible in his back pocket. I was like, sir, you know me, so I bet you I do. He anointed my washer and dryer.
My God.
Clothes are anointed.
Did you fix him something to drink after that?
No. Oh, that's real crazy.
You give the water to a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward.
What was crazy, he had an armor bearer.
That's awesome.
Man, he was like, no, I don't drink water. And he came in with a little individual Gatorade and poured it into a goblet for him. I said, okay.
I can't.
And George,
he said you know something what, about electrolytes, and then I was like, "All right, cool, whatever you."
So the next time he comes with the armor bearer, and they pour the Gatorade into the goblet, you need to get one of Dink's coasters to put it on, so okay. That way, yeah.
Oh my gosh! Here we go.
Yeah. My table will not get damaged at all. Well, on the other side, coasters. Mm-hmm.
Y'all gotta relax, yo. For it real.
Strong. So, what Babyface Simple, can you think I'm looking? Oh, man. I'm gonna say it's PJ, Babyface, and SZA for this one. So, I'll say, because Good Morning is not that strong of a song. To be honest with you, Good Morning is literally the same song as The Better Benediction, with just different lyrics. Um,
Yeah, PJ's running into a template now, which I hope he shakes out of that.
Bro, when I heard Better and I started singing Good Morning to it, I was like, oh, wait, mm-mm.
Yeah. I hope he gets out of that. But I think it's scissor season for the Grammys. Okay. I really do.
Yeah. This next one is even tougher, but I will say it's very interesting. And it's going to be, this is the one that's going to wake Ty all the way up. Best R&B song. Best R&B song, Angel by Halle Bailey, Back to Love, Robert Glasper, ICU, Coco Jones, On My Mama, Victoria Monet, and Snooze by SZA. To me, this is a two-horse race. This is between On My Mama and Snooze. Snooze. Ty, you okay?
Ooh, that was ugly. That was ugly.
I was just checking them on.
That was ugly.
Friends check on each other.
I was checking my friend.
Hi, Bishop.
Friend.
How are you?
My girl, how you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. I'm going with Victoria Monet. That whole Jaguar 2 album has had me in a serious chokehold. So, yeah.
I just want to know if Ty's all right.
I'm okay.
Okay, there she go. She hit the snooze button. She hit the snooze
what
button.
What happened?
Right. You know what? Sick of you.
Yeah. We love you, Ty.
I've been here the whole time.
We just want to make sure.
We just said it.
That's all.
Best progressive R&B album.
Oh, let me say this though, George.
Yes, yes.
I try not to like the song On My Mama.
I try hard.
I try not to like it. And the reason why, because it is a derivation of one of my favorite songs of all time.
Mm.
I Look Good by Charlie Boy. And I don't want that song messed with. Because sometimes the bigger artist gets credit for the song. Like Charlie Boy, that's all he has, right? But down here, it's a Houston classic. You know what I mean? If you come down here, we're gonna bump it. No matter what, you're mm-hmm. gonna hear it. It's a staple down here, and it's a mantra of mine that I had before this one. You know what I mean? And so there are gonna be people who are gonna hear her version, I think it's the original one. And I was like, you know, now if his publishing is straight, then he's good.
Right. You know, that's what I was saying. It's a win for him. Yeah. Is his real name Charles Williams?
It could be, yes.
If so,
if his name is Charlie Boy,
he's listed here, so it's a win for him.
But and whenever I hear him, go ahead.
Jeff Gittleman from New Haven, Connecticut. One of the producers up here, shout out to Jeff Giddy. So I guess we rooting for Vic all the way.
That's what's up.
We're rooting for Vic all the way on this.
That's what's up. But whenever I hear her version, I always play Charlie Boy version after that because I believe everyone should have that in their life. I believe everyone should have a cocky song. Everyone should have a song that they play to boost their own spirits, to remind them that they look good. Right. You know what I'm saying?
What song y'all play to boost y'all up? I need something new because Alabaster Box is getting kind of.
I'm sick of you. You know what song I do that with? Like, you know how you hear Victoria Monet? And then you gotta play Charlie Boy. Mm-hmm. That's how I am with Poke It Out, Wale and J. Cole, and Vibrant Thing. Like I have to hear.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Nice.
And those are two examples of either of samples being used well. Sorry.
Yeah, nice. Are you good?
No, I get it. All right, so this next category, best progressive R&B album, Since I Have a Lover by Slack, the Love Album off the Grid by Diddy.
What'd you say, George?
Slack. The Love Album off the Grid by Diddy, Nova by Terrace Martin and James Fauntleroy, The Age of Pleasure by Janelle Monáe, and SOS by SZA. If I'm just going by what I want to win, I got to go with the Love Album off the Grid by Diddy. Because, man, what a time. I have to go back and listen to that album again. That joint was an amazing body of work. Amazing body of work. But I think SZA wins this.
I agree.
Yeah. As much as I would love for Terrence to win, Diddy.
You think Diddy's going to beat SZA for this one? SZA gets up. I mean, I think they give SZA this one because I just don't see her winning the whole night, the album of the year, but we'll see. They just be doing this funky like that sometimes. So,
we'll all wake up. But go ahead.
All right. Best R&B album, Girls Night Out by Babyface, What I Didn't Tell You, Coco Jones, Special Occasion, Emily King, Jaguar Chu, Victoria Monet, Summer Walker, Clear 2, Soft Life EP. This one's going to come down to Victoria and Babyface for me. And I'm guessing Babyface wins this off-brand name recognition. I don't know if the album's gonna the Jaguar 2 album's gonna win. That's just my opinion. Any thoughts concerning that?
I'm still going with Vic all the way.
Got you.
I kind of feel like it's gonna be her night, especially because MTV and the VMAs hated on her so bad, telling her that she couldn't perform because she was too early in her career. Like, there's no way.
Which is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life.
It's like one of the stupidest things ever. I've been following Victoria Monet
since her Purple Rain days.
Long. She was a part of a group called Purple Rain that was with Big Shiz and Dark Child, and they put out some of the coldest covers. Like, I don't know how they got derailed from what they was doing.
Shout out to Siobhan and Toya, too.
Toya, man. I'm telling y'all, if that group ever would have got out with those voices, like, I know Siobhan was singing for Jennifer Hudson at one time, but now Jennifer Hudson got a talk show. And Toya is all over the place singing. I'm going to share some stuff with y'all. There's some YouTube stuff from this group that Victoria Monet was in. They were phenomenal. Phenomenal. Absolutely. Phenomenal. So be rooting for Vic. I just got a feeling that they're going
to
show
Vic. But also with that, George, yes, for MTV to say that and for that to be the reason why it's dumb, because MTV, when they cared about music, used to be a stage where they would break artists.
Especially at the VMAs.
Here's another dumb reason. They told her it was too early for her, but then gave Ice Spice an award.
She's been around a lot longer than Ice Spice.
People are not even considering Victoria, the fact that before she was even trying to be an artist for real, she was writing. Crazy. Yeah. Pen game is stupid.
Writing hits.
Y'all hits, like, check at least
If Ariana Grande has 7 albums, check 6 of them.
Exactly.
Writing hits for art, writing hits for artists that have been on the MTV Music Awards stage. Okay, so like, furthermore, stupid. So then, for you to make a post of her live performing, obviously on a stage that ain't yours, made it even worse.
Foolery.
Man, when I tell you,
and y'all don't even do music like that. You literally, the only time you do music on TV is for the MTV Music Awards. So, well, how she even have a stage or a platform? But you only have one every 365 days. You don't run videos anymore. Y'all don't run music anymore.
They do music, although I don't watch it very often. On Sling, they have MTV Making New or something like that, but it's an all music all the time channel.
That's cute.
Who watches?
So, in other words, MTV has provided them a license to use their name for whatever this thing is. Because you said something about Sling.
Sling is a streaming service, and they have how can I put this? Not off-brand channels, but like channels for every network that don't necessarily provide all of the content you would find on cable. So there's a BET, there's a MTV.
Yeah, I almost got Sling, so I'm very well with this one.
But the point, Sling is free. Worse, it's free, so you don't pay for it.
So y'all watch. You watch in Cedar's
World. You pay for it some way. Just maybe not with cash.
You watch in Cedar's World and Dynasty.
Actually, I've been watching Harlem Nights and Coming to America and Jungle Fever.
For sure. But for the Sling MTV thing, like, you have to be on Sling to watch it, right? So so out of the 340 million Americans,
right?
Because when you go on MTV on YouTube TV, that channel's not there. That channel doesn't play music,
right?
When you see what I'm saying? When you go on to the other ones that has MTV
actual
on it,
cable,
that's not on it. So they still don't provide a platform, because if they were considering playing on the platform, they would make it on their major channel, not one you can only get on Sling. So it makes it even worse that a channel that calls itself music television. That's the reason why Kentucky Fried Chicken moved to KFC, so they wouldn't be expected to always give you chicken.
I gotta go.
Thank you.
I'm so if you just call glad... yourself MTV instead of music television, we don't expect to see music out of you. Except
I'm
for the commercials.
Just glad they're eating those words, and it didn't take long to age.
And I hope she pays them back in space. I hope she, every time she gets an opportunity, I hope she writes a
she gonna Beyonce them.
Oh my God! I hope she writes a song.
She better
where the acronym is MTV, and it's on her next record. Because you know she can write like that.
She's very capable to do so.
Yeah, she's done it before. One of my favorite songs is the acronym for her, which I love. We can't talk about it on this show.
Say that for the chat.
Yeah, man. Because I'm like Camille. It's holiness over here. Amen.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
My God. Is Ty still with us?
Oh, man. Leave T.Y. Lisa alone.
We're going to push on.
Leave her be.
Okay.
Ty was up all night the other night making yuca for the church. So she deserves it now.
She made yuca for the church, and she had to carry some cookies.
And George, you are a butt talking about me and Zink need to do a collab. I'm sick of you. I'm so damn sick of you. Can't stand you.
Chuck was like, what does Dink do? I was like, nothing. Like,
so mad.
Sure. Ty, your church got steps?
Them cookies gone, yo. They got packed in a plastic bag and somebody took them home.
Yeah, so the teeth, who ate them? Yeah.
My God. What up, Dink? We love you, bro.
Yeah, dip them cookies in water before you eat them.
You see that, babe? Yeah.
Okay.
Who's winning the category?
Best new artist. Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. Before we get to best new artist, we got one more category. Best new cookie.
Biatch.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Best new cookies is by far the hardest category.
Mm-hmm. Unmute your microphone, please.
Okay. All right. I'm here all week. All right, best new artist.
Leave me.
First of all, Adams. I'm. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Wow, I said that name wrong. Gracie Abrams, Fred again. Oh, look, Ice Spice, Jelly Roll. Pause. That dude, Jelly Roll, stole his acceptance speech from Madea, bro. From Dag on Madea. That whole windshield rearview mirror junk.
To be fair, that's actually used by a lot of people.
All right. Come on.
I'm just saying.
Especially in South.
Do you know how many preachers and motivational speakers drop it like it's some new revelation? It's
why can't you let Madea have that one though? Like,
I'm sorry, Madea, you do a whole lot of good legs, but
Madea can't. Madea can't have it because Tyler Perry wants for Black women to struggle and settle. That's
okay.
Why.
Okay. Jelly Roll.
Exactly.
Renato, meet your mic.
This is why Patrick left. Jelly Roll.
Let's not.
Here we go. Where is Pat? I gotta text Patrick. I mean
Patrick don't want to talk to you, Renata.
I text him all day. He only talked to me when I text him.
Oh, is he in the prayer meeting group?
Yes,
he is.
Yes.
He never left.
Oh, he never left.
So he goes to Bible study?
Wow. Absolutely.
I love that for him.
I hate that.
Yo.
I hate that.
You hate Bible study?
No, I hate that.
You don't like the word at all?
Listen, when Renata says that, yo, that just gets like a knife.
You don't love study of the word of the Lord, Renata? What's going on?
Absolutely, I do. It's imprinted on my heart.
Work out your soul salvation with fear and trembling.
Yeah. On the tablets of your heart, huh?
Okay. All
right. Okay. Hearts don't got tablets, though. Mm. All right.
Yo, what is wrong with you? Oh, my God.
I need to get out of here and finish this show. We got
Jelly Roll. Have you heard that new Stanley Brown, Renata?
Yo, Greg.
Nope, not me.
Greg, you must be stopped. Enough is
Jelly
enough.
Jelly Roll. Nah, I shouldn't have started the show with gospel because Stanley Brown was the first nomination I read off, and Greg has been on since then. All right, Jelly Roll, Coco Jones, Noah Cahan, Victoria Monet, The War and Treaty. All right. I'm just going to hope that Coco wins this, but I'm leaning towards Victoria being that she's been, for every reason that Chuck gave, she's been in the industry for a very long time. And
so has Coco. I don't want people to sleep. Coco is a full-on Disney kid.
Right. Yeah, but Vic Impact is a little with the records and...
No, I'm not disagreeing.
Don't get me wrong. I will not be upset if Coco wins that.
I'm not disagreeing that about Victoria. What I'm saying is that people just view Coco like, oh, she's new to the game. You know, she's an actress, but she can also sing. No. Coco has been in the game since her early teen, like preteen, 12, 13,
on Disney Channel getting checks, Disney checks, Disney Channel original movie checks. Like,
Disney Channel used to go hard, though. Their commercials used to be full-on music videos.
Do you understand how I wanted a wand to draw the little Mickey symbol in the corner? Nigga.
Them songs used to be like many worship songs too. They was pushing faith over at Disney, like nothing but it, man. I really don't know who's gonna win this award. I don't know who's gonna win this award. We just hope it's gonna be somebody black. Amen. Even if Ice Spice get you a Brit Best New Artist Grammy, get you one, girl. Why not? Nah, ain't no amens. All right. Wait, hold up, Chuck. You not ready for the Bronx? That'll be for the BX. She gonna bring it home to the BX.
I said what I said.
Okay, there it is. The line has been drawn.
Like, don't get me wrong. I think Ice Spice looks like a human Bratz doll to me. I think she's adorable. But as a fan of hip hop, I can't get with it. It's trendy, it's cute. But I feel like Ice Spice is famous because of Northwest.
Her voice sounds like she just woke up, and I just can't deal with that.
And I'm about like Barnum. And I thought of them.
Like, okay, take the nap first, then do the track.
You thought I was feeling you? Then I got a munch. What is a munch? I'm still asking, and I'm from the Bronx.
Well, a munch, should we say it on the show?
No.
Okay. No.
James, it's okay. We got to close the show with this, James.
James, what's a munch? I don't know what it is. What is it?
We're going to close the show with this. We'll close the show with this. Go ahead, James.
Okay. No. I'm not saying this on the air, on the podcast, for this to be heard.
Oh, okay.
I have a reputation, sir.
All right. Well,
I'm a man of the cloth, okay? And I got a show with the Bible study. All right? Listen.
For the full list of Grammy nominees, go to Grammy.com. Check them out. I personally love award shows. They're like one of my favorite things. I'm excited because it's November, and that means the Soul Train Awards are right around the corner, and we probably should have did this for the Soul Train Awards. Now that I'm thinking about it, that moment of clarity at the end of a full episode of the show, when you realize that you should have done it for the Soul Train Awards and not the Grammys. Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to the show.
You going to leave her alone, man.
Hold on.
Yo, I'm good. You know what? All right. Good night.
Follow Ty on TikTok. Brand new podcast episode coming from Ty real soon.
Does she fall back
asleep? Nah, I'm just joking. For myself and the crew, we want to say thank you for listening to another episode of the pod. We appreciate y'all so much. Any opinions or views that you have concerning our picks, let us know. Okay. Tell us if we're right, we're wrong. We can't really know how we're going to be until February 4th, but wanted to jump on these early. Thank you again for supporting the pod. Thank you for all the wonderful people that are a part of the show. We will talk to y'all next time.
Peace. Thank you, Pastor Mike.
Yo, for real, like, how did he have, like, so 637,000 Stella Awards and then get one Grammy nomination?
It was a bandana.
All right.
Okay. End the pod.